Now he says, salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphos and the church which is in his house. You see, there were great heathen temples, but the church at this time met in homes. I used to hold this viewpoint, and I still do, but I don't emphasize it today like I did one time. The church started in the home. I believe it's going to come back to the home. Now, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, this is not an epistle to Laodicea, but it's an epistle that they had read, and it apparently was being circulated. Now, a great many of the scholars believe that that is the epistle of the Ephesians that we have today, and that it was at this time in Laodicea over in the area where Hierapolis and also the Colossians could have it also. Now he says, and say to Archippus, take heed. Now here's another fellow here, and his name is Archippus. Now, what do we know about Archippus? Well, very frankly, we don't know too much about him other than what Paul tells us here. Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Now, here is a man that had a gift, and Paul is urging him to use that gift. Now, listen to Paul. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Now, Paul dictated most of his letters. The one to the Galatians, he wrote himself. And here, Paul signs it, you see. He says to them, this is the second time, remember my bonds, pray for me, he says. Grace be with you. Amen. Isn't this a glorious, wonderful little letter that we've had here? Paul wrote to a church. He'd never visited the church, but he knew the church because he led most of them there to the Lord. In fact, Philemon had a church in his house in Colossae. Next time we go back to the Old Testament, begin a new section of the Old Testament, prophecy, the book of Isaiah.